It is good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. I'm so glad to be here. I was just sitting there thinking that my first hearing of the Lord Jesus Christ was at my uncle's little church on Rock Creek. And that was a long time ago. Not really a long time, but a long time ago. And I heard the stories, and I loved the stories. I was fascinated with the Bible stories at that time. And we had our little Sunday school class. Everybody was in one room, and we would just all be hearing everybody else teaching and all this. But somewhere, somehow, it got into my head. And so from that point on, you know, I went through school, got married, and then thanks be to God. Whenever I was 18 years old, in a little storefront church in Louisville, Kentucky, the Spirit of the Lord touched my life. Well, hallelujah. I'll never forget that night because I was standing there thinking I was doing pretty good. Maybe some of you in this room tonight, you may say, well, you know, I'm not such a bad person. Well, I'll tell you now, I wasn't such a bad person. But you know what I was? I was lost. I was lost on my way to devil's hell. So in that night that the Lord touched my life and saved me, I was standing there thinking about the fact that I wasn't that bad of a person. And so surely, you know, I'm okay with God. But the Spirit of the Lord came. And I tell people, I testify this wherever I go, is I was standing there. They gave an altar call, and I was standing there thinking those thoughts. You know, I'm okay. And the Spirit of the Lord came, and it's almost like a person stopped at my seat where I was standing. And that presence of the Lord revealed to me, I'm lost. Oh, how lost I am. And I remember crying out to the Lord and coming down to an altar of prayer and God saving me and cleansing me and writing my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen? Have you had that experience tonight? Oh, my. Listen, you can do a lot of things and have a lot of good things and good memories, but that's the best thing you'll ever know, is that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And so after that, you know, I went to church and studied the Word, and the Lord called me to preach. And I knew that was going to be a tough road to go, but, you know, I wanted to please God, and so that's what I did. I accepted that call to preach the gospel, and so here I am today. And the same Jesus, the same gospel, the same Holy Ghost. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Well, give the Lord a hand clap of praise tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Tonight we are going to go into the book of Amos. If you would turn in the Old Testament to the book of Amos, and we're going to look at a couple of scriptures there. And then we're going to go into the New Testament in the book of Acts. I love the book of Acts because it tells me exactly what God has in store for His people. Amen. In the book of Amos, chapter 8, verse 11, behold, the day is coming, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine on the land. Not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the word of the Lord. Today, we are living in an age, in a time, and when our sister was singing about leaving this world, we are closer to that than any of us in this room can imagine. Amen? We're not going to have a whole lot of time to get it right. We're not going to have a whole lot of time to play the part in the church. But we have got a little time to commit our ways to the Lord and seek His face and be ready, for the Lord is coming in an hour that we think not. Amen? But I look at the nation today, and in this past few months, the Lord has been speaking to people. And I'm hearing the word coming from other places and other churches and different people. And these people are not great prophets. They're not people that you would know by name. They're just the people sitting in the house of the Lord. And the Spirit of the Lord is beginning to talk to people. He is speaking from heaven. Amen? If you have your ears open, God will speak to you. Can you say amen tonight? So in Amos's day, God is speaking to the nation of Israel, because the nation had gone into greed and injustice. It had religious motions going on. It had replaced true worship, had developed a false sense of security. They were thinking that God was accepting their worship, but nothing seemed to bring them to their knees. And I think about where we are in our nation today, and we know that it's not good. Can we agree that it's not good in our nation today? We have things going on that are going to be contrary to your Christian walk and mine. And so we have to get ready and get established and get a determination that no matter what happens around us, we're going to serve the Lord. Can you say amen tonight? And so in this day, they had replaced true worship, and they worshiped with their lips, but their hearts were far from them. And in our church community, in our church world today, there are many that are worshiping from their lips, but their hearts are far from the Lord because they've been distracted. They're looking here and they're looking there. They're tantalized with all kinds of things. And the only thing that you and I need to have in our heart and in our mind is this man called Jesus. Can somebody say amen tonight? Hallelujah. So Amos is called of God to prophesy to the nation. He seemed concerned about his credentials. In chapter 7, verse 14, he said, I was not a prophet, nor a prophet's son, but the Lord said to me, go and prophesy to my people. And I look at that today, and I know that we have great leaders, and we have people that are well known, that are saying all kinds of things and doing all kinds of things, and some of the things that they're doing is not going to bring us closer to the Lord. But God is going to get his word through to his people. Can you say amen? He will have someone that will speak the truth in this day and hour that we're living. Amen. And so he said, the Lord said to me, go and prophesy to my people. I never would have believed in my life that I would live in this day. As I was coming up through the church and as a younger years to the middle age, to the almost elderly age of... Well, Lord. Okay, so all to the almost elderly age, I would have never thought that I would have seen our nation in such a critical condition as it is today. Because in our nation, they are calling evil good and good evil. They're passing laws and they're doing all kinds of things that are contrary to the word of the Lord. Oh, let me tell you. Amos chapter 2 said, the Lord said, I have raised up prophets, but you would not hear. You caused them to fall and said to them, don't prophesy. And that's what we've heard in the times past and a few years back. We heard people saying, don't get too loud. Don't tell it too straight. Just give them what they want to hear and it's going to be all right. Well, what have we got today? Because of all that's gone on in our church, what we have today are people that will not take the truth of God and live the truth of the Lord because they've been given other things to take the place of what the Lord has said. And Amos said, I raised up the prophets. I called them out, but you would not hear them. Oh, let me tell you something today. We need to open up our ears and hear what the Lord is saying to the church. Will somebody give him a praise tonight? Hallelujah! Blessed be the name of the Lord. I tell you now, we don't need to be wasting our time with all kinds of little games and little things that we're trying to do to impress others. What we need to be doing is falling on our face before the Lord and crying out to God and then getting up on our feet and declaring, God is still God. Can you say amen tonight? Oh, let me tell you something. Jesus is still a healer. Amen. And he wants to heal. Jesus is still a miracle-working Jesus, and he wants to work the miracles. Jesus is a delivering Jesus because he wants to deliver. Oh, let me tell you tonight, if we can get a hold of that truth tonight, we would be free, hallelujah, from the things that the devil has wound us up in. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Lift on up the name of Jesus. He said, if you lift up my name, I will draw all men unto me. It is time for us to declare, hallelujah, the great truths of the God of our salvation. Amen. Well, hallelujah. As a result, the nation had become complacent. They became at ease in Zion. And Amos describes it as the famine in the land. How hungry are we tonight? How hungry are we tonight that we want to see God move mightily in our midst? How hungry are we tonight that we will lay aside everything else and seek His face? Let me tell you something. There's a famine in the house of the Lord because many are not hungry enough to really submit themselves to the Lord. But whenever we get hungry enough, whenever it's more to us than the bread that we eat, we will see God do mighty things. I don't know about you tonight, but I want God to manifest Himself in my presence. Can you say amen? I want God to take the controls. I want God to do it. Because let me tell you, we try to do it so many times and we've done nothing but fall on our face. But I'm telling you now, when God gets in the midst of it, we will see Him do great and mighty things in the house of the Lord. Woo! Well, hallelujah. Well, I'm not even halfway through, so you just hang on. Amen. Jeremiah said it this way. They have forsaken the fountain of living water and have hewn them out cisterns that can hold no water. He said, seek you the old paths, and when you find it, walk in it. But the people said, we will not walk. We don't want that old-fashioned stuff. We don't want that old-fashioned gospel. Pretty it up. Make it look good so that everybody can come in and feel just fine. I'm here to tell you tonight, all those plans, all that prettying up is not going to save the soul of man. Oh, hallelujah. It's not going to break the chains that are binding the people. Can you say amen? But I'll tell you what it's going to take. It's going to take a move of God in our lives. Can you say amen? I don't want to leave this world without seeing miracles. I don't want to leave this world without seeing God manifest Himself in the house of the Lord, because this is His house, amen? And He is welcomed in His house. Well, somebody say amen. Woo! Hallelujah! He's welcome in His house. It's not my house. It's not any of our house. This is the house of the Lord. And He should have the preeminence in His house. Can you say amen? In Eli's day, he said the lamp of God had gone out in the house of the Lord. There was no open vision. Let me tell you something. People may think, well, you know, God's done everything He's going to do. Well, I'm here to tell you that God's not through yet. Can you say amen? Because in Eli's day, because of the sin that was going on at the door of the house of God, God did not open up a vision to them. And you would think, well, Lord, you have forsaken them. No, there was a little boy named Samuel in that place, and God began to speak through Samuel. I'm here to tell you tonight, we're going to hear from the Lord. And it may not be through the ones that we think it's going to be, but it's going to be to those that have got their ears open to hear what God has to say to His people. In our day, in our nation, the church has been neutralized, paralyzed, not speaking a word, the true word of God. But let me tell you, I didn't come to bring you down. I came to give you a word from the Lord. Woo! Oh, just look over me, okay? I get excited. I'm here to give you a word from the Lord, amen. Yes, we have all this going on. Yes, it looks bad. It does look like that pulpit is empty of an anointing. Sometimes it looks like people are interested in everything but seeking the Lord. But I'm here to tell you, God will have a people, amen, that will reach out and reach up and yield themselves to Him and follow Him and hear what He has to say. It may not be who you think it is, but God will get His word through. Can you say amen tonight? Oh, hallelujah. God is speaking to the church today from many places through many servants. And on December the 9th, this past year, we had a testimony service in our church. And it was a testimony. Our pastor wanted us to share a Christmas experience or memory when God did something special during the season of Christmas. And I was sitting there, and different ones were getting up, and they were giving their testimony, and it was very interesting and very enjoyable. And I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, I hear the Lord begin to speak. And I sat there, and I thought, dear God, what do I do? I don't know. What do you want me to do with this word that I have already received in my heart? And I knew that he was going to speak this word some way, somehow. But I don't overrule pastors. I keep myself in order. But I went at the end of that service, the pastor looked back at me and he said, "I can see that the Lord has given you something to say." Oh, thank God. Thank God that some people are aware when the Lord is beginning to speak to the church. Amen. And so he said to me, "Come tell us what the Lord is saying." And I wrote it down. And the next night I wrote it down because I wanted to remember this. God said on December the 9th, 2012, he said this, "I'm breaking through the barriers that this society has built." Let me tell you something. You want a revival? God has already said he's bringing it. Oh, hallelujah. He's bringing it. He said, "I'm breaking through it. There's nothing going to keep the Lord back. He's going to reveal himself in this generation." Can you say amen? He's going to reveal himself to a cold and callous world. Amen. But he said, I'm breaking through the barriers that society has built. He said, "I've allowed men to build the barriers because man's free will. But now I'm going to break through and reveal myself as God to this society." Well, somebody give the Lord a praise. This is a word of the Lord. Amen. I came here to tell you this because you need to hear it. Get ready. God is going to break through on this society. The drugs and the alcohol and the bondage and the lies and the deceit are going to fall because God is God. Amen. And he will bring his word into this world. Well, somebody give God a wave. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. He said, "I'm going to break through and reveal myself as God to this society, not only to the world." Oh, yes, good church-growing people that we are. We want the world to get what they deserve. Amen. We want them to suffer, and we want God to just bring fire down upon them and all kinds of things. And God let me know in this moment of speaking to me, he said, "It's not only to the world for which we will say praise God, but also to the church." What? Oh, God. Oh, my. Do you hear this? He said, "Not only to the world, but also to the church, my own people. I'm breaking through with power that the church has not experienced for some time. I will reveal myself again to my people." I'm here to tell you tonight that this is a word from God that he brought it into my heart, spoke it to my spirit, and I'm here to stand and declare that this is God that has spoken. And I'm here to tell you tonight that there is going to be a breakthrough. We have prayed the prayers. We have cried the tears. We have wondered when, oh Lord. But I'm here to tell you that God will be true to his word. Can you say amen tonight? Oh, hallelujah. When Moses was standing in front of the burning bush, the people in Egypt were still groaning and crying because they were under such heavy bondage, and they were slaves there, and they couldn't move, and they had very little that they could even claim as their own, and they had no idea that Moses was on the backside of the desert looking into a burning bush. Oh, maybe some of us tonight, we don't even know how close it is that God is going to come forth into our lives and answer those prayers that we've been praying and crying those tears out of our eyes and bring us out to a higher place. Can somebody say amen? Oh, hallelujah. When Moses was there in front of that burning bush, those people in Egypt had no clue that God was on the move. Let me tell you something tonight. We don't know. I don't know. And more than likely, unless God has already given you a timetable, you don't know. But I'm here to tell you that God is on the move. When he said, "I'm breaking through," I believe that heaven began to move. Amen. And God will do what his word has said he will do. God is speaking to the church. Not only did this word come to me in December, but several since then have come to me and said to me, "You know, the Lord spoke to me and said that there's coming a breakthrough. And every time I hear that word, I get stirred in my spirit, because God does not do anything unless he reveals it to the prophets. And I'm hearing it. Now let me tell you something. These prophets don't look like what we used to think a prophet looks like. These are little people in small churches that have no influence anywhere, but God is speaking, just like he did to Samuel whenever Eli was there and his sons were there and they were corrupt. God passed them over and spoke to little Samuel. I'm here to tell you tonight, God is speaking not only into my ears, but he's speaking into the ears of others all around the world tonight. And I don't know about you, but I'm excited. I'm glad I live in this day. I'm glad that I've made it this far. I'm glad that I have lived long enough to know what's going to work and what does not. And I'll tell you what's not working. It's this watered down gospel. It's this gospel. Well, Lord help. Oh, it's probably a good thing that I'm only here one night. But let me tell you something. But I'll take advantage of it. Let me tell you something. We've had those little stories. We've had those little plans. We've had those little things that they put together and say, this is what we need to do the work of God, or this is what we need to do to be known in our community. Let me tell you tonight, one miracle will make this place pack out. Can you? Well, somebody give the Lord a wave offering tonight. One miracle is all it takes, and you couldn't hold the people in this building. Oh, we've tried it all other ways, amen. But it begins as a soft whisper in the hearts of many who have prayed and longed for that that was lost. How many in this room? We've been in the church for many, many years, and we remember, and we can talk about the yesterdays. We can talk about what God did, even my testimony about how God saved me. We can talk about that, but what is he doing today? What is he saying to us today? Amen. Because today we need a word from the Lord. Can you say amen? So it begins with a soft whisper in the hearts of many who prayed and longed for what was lost. That's why I'm asking you tonight, how hungry are you? How hungry are you that you want God to be manifested in your life, in your church, and in your community? How hungry are you? We say that we want the miracles. We say, where are the miracles? We say, where is the fire? But I believe that God heard from heaven, because now it's not the thought in the mind of the people, nor a question in the heart of the people, but it is a message coming forth from the mouth of God himself. Can you say amen? Earlier last year, I was driving to church. And you know, people sometimes, you tell them, you know, the Lord said this, or God revealed this, or whatever. And sometimes you get those scoffers and those that look at you like you're a little weird and all this kind of thing. But it don't matter anymore to me. I couldn't care less. I mean, I like you all, but, you know. But I was going to church, and the Lord spoke to me, and he said, don't be programmed or pacified. And I thought, Lord, okay, all right. So I began to pray about that, and I really knew what God was saying to me. He was telling me, don't conform, but be transformed. Amen. Well, somebody say amen. Amen. Don't conform to the world, and don't conform to the church that has lost its fire and lost its way and lost its zeal. Don't conform to that. But be transformed. Let the Spirit of the Lord and the Holy Ghost transform and cause you to see the things that others don't see, know the things that others don't know, and hear the things that others don't hear. I'm talking about a living God tonight. I'm not talking about a little idol sitting around in a corner. I'm not talking about somebody that is so dead to God they can't hear God. I'm talking about a living God that wants to speak to his people tonight. To be pacified is to settle for something that's not real. A baby pacifier. Put that pacifier in that baby's mouth and thinks it's got a bottle, but it doesn't have a bottle. It has something that's not real. And this pacifier has no nourishment. It does not cause the baby to grow and to be strong. And this pacifier can cause it to have become weak and ineffective if all it got was a pacifier. We are living in a day where we've had pacifier. Well, see, I told you, you're going to get upset. We have been living in a day where we have accepted a pacifier. We have been content to go into the house of the Lord, go through a formality of a service, walk out and never have an encounter with the Lord in His own house. Is He not at home in His own house? Oh, I think so. I believe He's here. But we're walking around Him and we're doing whatever we want to do and we're not hearing what the Master has to say. And so this pacified life that we've had, and we've had that put into our mouths, and we went on with that. But it is time. Because Jesus is coming, it is time for us to lay aside that stuff and begin to seek His face and to grow strong and mighty in the power of the Lord. Can you say amen? Preachers today are selling books, vitamins, and formulas for success. I'm here to tell you there's only one formula for success for you and me, and that's Jesus Christ, amen, and the Word that is always true. You know, I don't have to be a success in this world. I couldn't care less. I'm already 65. I don't have any years to get successful. Amen? But I am striving to be successful as a child of God. I want to be the city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid. I want to be that one that will shine bright and burn bright with the fire of the Holy Ghost. Can you say amen? I'm talking about the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost. That power from on high. Let me tell you this. Whenever you become at ease in Zion, when you become hungry and you're in a famine in the church world, there's only one remedy for that. And it is in Acts 2 where it says, in the last day, saith the Lord, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall see visions. Your young men shall dream dreams. And let me tell you this. He said, and whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I'm asking you tonight, are we willing to set around and be pacified? And are we willing to just go through the motions? I'm tired of the motion, amen. I'm ready for the real thing. Well, can you say amen tonight? I'm ready for the real thing. I want the fire of the Holy Ghost to fall, and consume my life. Can you say amen? I want to know that God is on my side. I want to declare that God is still God, and He'll always be God. Amen. There is none that is above Him. There's none higher than Him, and there's no one like Him. Can you say amen tonight? Woo! Hallelujah! Well, give the Lord a wave offering. Yes. Yes, He's here. Yes, He's here. He knows you. He knows you. He knows what you need. He knows where you are. He knows the crying that you have had in your own life. He knows the struggles that you've been in. But let me tell you this tonight. He has given us. He said, you shall receive power. Oh, let me tell you something. We've wimped around too long, amen? I'm telling you, you're going to get upset. We have wimped around too long. We've settled for the pacifier. We have settled for the formality. We have settled. We don't want to get anybody too upset or stirred. Well, I'm too late on that one, right? We don't want to get anybody upset or hurt their feelings or offend. Let me tell you something. I am offended by what's going on in our nation. I'm offended at what goes on in the church. I'm offended, amen. And I'm declaring, hallelujah. I'm declaring that if God is God, let Him be God. Oh, as the man on the mountain. Whoo! Hallelujah. As the man on the mountain said, choose. If God be God, let Him be God. If Baal be God, let him be God. But choose you this day whom you will serve. Whenever the church ever gets to that place that we make that choice and we don't back down and we don't back off and we realize that, you know what, I will give my life for this gospel because it is the power of God unto salvation, and I cannot be saved unless I receive this gospel message and believe that Jesus Christ is who He says He is and believe that He cleanses from all sin. Ooh. Well, I tell you what, I'm getting all stirred up. I'm going to preach in just a minute. But in the last days, we're living in the last days. Oh, we've said that for years and years, but we've never seen a day like this. This is a wicked and scary time. People are failing, their hearts are failing them for fear of what is coming upon the earth. We have a dark cloud that is coming toward us in this nation. This nation that was built upon the Word of God. This nation that shined like a light to the world for so many, many, many years. This nation that was declared a Christian nation until a couple of 3 years ago when somebody decided it wasn't. And I believe tonight that the children of the Lord have power from on high. That we can turn things around. Can you say it? We can turn things around. Oh, it reminds me of a little song that we sing every once in a while, and my friends from Louisville hear me use it all the time. But it says, God said He would turn it around. God said He would turn it around. What the devil meant for evil, God can make it good. Turn it around, turn it around, turn it around. And I believe tonight that God wants to turn it around. Amen. I believe that if we as a body of Christ will rise up as one voice and begin to declare and call those things or not as if they were, I'm telling you now, I believe God will honor that. I believe that whenever we get to the place that we believe that God is a healing God, I believe God will honor that. I believe that when we get to the place that we believe that God is a delivering God, and I'm saying believe that God is a delivering God, I believe that God will deliver. Can you say amen? Because He's true to His Word tonight, and that's what He does, and that's what He wants to do in our lives. 2 Peter chapter 3, Peter was writing, and he told him at that time, this is the second time I've wrote this, and he began to tell them about to stir up their pure minds and by way of remembrance, and he told them about how that scoffers would walk around saying, where is the promise that is coming? And you know, it's one thing that the scoffers are saying, where is the promise that is coming, but it's another thing when the children of the Lord are dancing to the world's tune and not interested in seeking God's face. They just want to come for the formal thing, and they want to not be bothered by any kind of a preaching that would cause them to get stirred up. They just want to be left alone. They want to be at ease in Zion. But I believe it's time for us to get stirred up. Can somebody say amen? It's time to get stirred up and begin to speak out. Amen. The Lord told me a few weeks ago, or a few years ago maybe now, He said, let your voice be heard. He's been speaking down through the times, getting things ready, because now He's going to break through. He's going to break through. And whenever He breaks through, it will come as a surprise to many. We were talking on our way down here that sometimes if we saw the supernatural, we wouldn't believe it. We would not recognize it. But I believe tonight that the hungry children of the Lord, those that are seeking God's face, I believe God is going to do the supernatural. Amen. I want to know that God is in the midst of us. Amen. And that He will move the mountain. That He will change the life. And let me tell you this tonight. There is only one that can do that. And that is Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. Amen. The Lord said, in the last days, I'll pour my Spirit out. I remember when I was received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, a lot of years ago. At that time, that was the thing that you did. You got saved, you got sanctified, and you got filled with the Holy Ghost. And so we expected that, and God would fill us, and we would shout and dance, and we would just rejoice because, you know, one of the things that I really love to tell everybody years and years ago, I wasn't in the Church of God at the time, but I would tell them I'm Pentecostal Holiness. I'd always say, you know, I'm Pentecostal Holiness, just so you get the whole picture. And that was what, and it was a wonderful thing. It was an exciting thing, and it was new to me, and I loved it. And then as years go on and years go on, we hear the voice quiet. We don't hear about tarrying in the altar and being filled with the Holy Ghost. If you just clean up your life a little, it'll be okay. We're going to give them a little time. We're going to give those sinners that come into the church. We don't want to upset them right away. So we're just going to kind of hope that they catch on to what we're saying. They need the Holy Ghost. They need the cleansing of the blood of Jesus Christ. They're hurting. They're in pain. They have no future other than a devil's hell. Would we really want to take a chance on somebody missing heaven because we didn't want to upset anybody? If we want revival, we're going to have to get down to business with the Lord. We're going to have to say, God, whatever it takes in my life, I want revival. Lord, whatever it takes for me to have a hunger. The Bible says, babe, that hunger and thirst after righteousness will be filled. God, just fill us and fill us and refill us in this day, in this day. So Amos said to them, these things have happened here. The Bible says that that nation at that time was like a basket of rotting fruit. I read that and I thought, Lord, that's what we're seeing here. We're seeing our son was promoted Friday afternoon in the military. He was promoted to lieutenant colonel, and I know that now that the Pentagon has decided that they are not going to let chaplains or soldiers speak to anybody else, proselyte anybody else with the gospel. See, what's happening here is they want to shut us up. Keep us from saying a word. Like in Eli's day, there was no open vision. There was no word from the Lord. And that's what this enemy of our soul is doing today. In this nation. In this nation. I grieve over this nation. Because this was not the plan of God for this nation. But he got up to give his speech. And the first thing he said was, I thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The most beautiful words a mommy can ever hear from her son. And I thought about that as we came home, and later the next day I was thinking, you know, Lord, there'll be a time, if it continues like it is, that he will not be allowed to say those words. There'll be a time, and it's coming to us, and it's coming at us, that we will be arrested for saying those words. And while we have day, while it is yet day, let us work, because the night comes when no man can work. While we have the opportunity, let us go forth into our community, into our families, and tell those that are lost, there's a way. Jesus loves you, and he has given his life for you, that you can be saved. While we have this time, let us redeem this time, because the days are evil. And let us never forget that God is going to break through. Would you stand? Our sister, would you come back to the piano tonight? We're here in this place. Every one of you know exactly where you stand. I don't have to have any divine revelation. The Spirit of the Lord will do that. That's not my job. But every one of us in here, we know where we stand. We know if we need a Savior. We know if we need Jesus in our lives. We know if we're living a lukewarm, indifferent life. We know it all. It's not a big mystery to each one of us. See, I know my life. I know my life. And I have to examine my life a lot of times just to make sure that I'm in the faith. Bow your heads. Father. You know, Lord. God, we know that the time is short and we don't have time to debate. We don't have time to get somebody else's opinion. We don't have time, Lord. For God, we know that the time is drawing near. And God, the saddest thing that could ever happen is that we've been in the house of the Lord. We've heard the word of the Lord. And we leave with absolutely no effect in our lives. Whether we're saint or sinner, it doesn't matter. This word has to have an effect in our lives. Father, I pray tonight, if there is any here, any person in this room, Lord, that needs Jesus, that needs a Savior. Oh, God, you love them so. God, you love them so that you would bring them into this place tonight. And God, I just thank you for that. Father, if there's any here that need a Savior, that know that if they should die tonight, that they would be in a place of torment, I pray, God, that the Spirit of the Lord, God, that same Spirit that touched my life so many, many years ago, is the same power to save. Pray, God, that that same Spirit would touch the heart, that would reveal, that would draw. Oh, God, this moment, it's the moment of eternity. If there's any in this room, Lord, I pray that they would realize this is a moment for eternity. Spirit of God, have your way. Touch them and help them to know, Lord, that there's nothing that your love cannot cover. And I pray, God, that you would just draw them with that love in Jesus' name. If you're here tonight and you need Jesus, you know that you've been saying to yourself, I'm going to have to get myself straightened out. I need to make a change in my life. You're here and you've said that to yourself. Believe me, I wasn't in the other room listening, but the Lord was. If you're here tonight and you have considered that maybe you needed to give your life to the Lord, that you needed a change, if you've considered that, this is your time. If you come, just come. And let the Spirit of the Lord just cleanse you. Let the blood of Jesus Christ just flood over your soul and give you that born-again experience. If you're here tonight and you need Jesus, would you come? We'll just wait for a few minutes, a couple of minutes. Sister, would you sing us a song? Consider it. Consider that God has ordained this moment.
Time after time I went searching for things in some form. I was trying
anybody
to
need Jesus?
My ill song.
Anybody need Jesus?
This world I was in. Surface relationships used me till I was done.
You're here tonight and you just need a closer walk with the Lord.
All the while, Jesus
still is stirring in your heart
to free me.
And you know,
from
in your heart, that God is drawing you to a closer walk with Him. Would you come? Would you come? closer walk with the Lord. Maybe the Lord has been dealing with your heart about something that He is calling you to do, and you hesitated. Do you need a closer walk with the Lord?
Never again will
anybody else. Sometimes we take so for granted this moment. It was this kind of moment that brought me out of darkness into light. It was this kind of moment that turned my life around. And it just took a moment. If you're here tonight, one more time, if you're here tonight and you need the Lord,